story about a gal made to see this year piece in the gear jeep.
Do you remember, darling, the schoolhouse on the hill? And if you had not burned it down, we'd both of us be there still. And when it come to book learning, you tell me straight and true just how much I meant to you. So gallop through the alphabet just like you used to do.
You're a dopey gal, B, you're a boozin' pal, C, you're a creepin', that's for sure.
You tell.
D, can't see your dizzy map, E, when your figures flap, F, keep your flat feet on the floor. G, you're a gruesome mess, H, in that hokey dress, I, woo, I'm seeing red.
Oh.
J, your jawin' makes me sick, K, you must have blocked a kick, L, you're so lumpy in the head.
Let me take it, Lamb.
Go ahead.
P-M-O.
Shucks, you can't even spell or read or write.
I can't.
You can't.
R-Q-T-S.
Anyway, you take it, you're a dab burn fright. U, when your upper plate D starts to vibrate, your triple chin spell X, Y, Z.
Say the third of your brains.
There's a rag and a bone and a hank of hair. You're as cold as a frigid air, and you drop that for all I care. That's just what you mean to me. For your nose it spreads all over. Oh, because you only got two teeth. W for the weak, it's always crooked. And H is for your pointed head beneath. Oh, E is for your eyes so close together. R and E are easily plain to see. Put them all together, they spell no hair. And that's how fur you get with me. Say, how'd you get the damn bird up there?
Don't know, just fortunate, I reckon.
Yeah. You're kibbered with hair like a damn bird bear, so hit the road and get some air.
I'm tired of you, and I don't care if you ain't no millionaire.
And that's just what you mean.
Always live by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. So I went for the road, it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded, I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said,
cool.
So I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. As they carried me away, I was overheard to say, be cool, hey cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
You get it to go. Is your battery low?
No, I don't think so.
Try pulling out of the choke.
Try looking under the hood.
Try pulling out of the choke.
Try looking under the hood.
Looking under the hood never did any good.
The choke must be broke.
Bring that beer over here, 'cause I need it to stir.
I don't think.
Try putting out all the wires. Try something cheese in the cracks. Try dynamite in the tank. Smash all the glass with ass.
Do you have any grease? Pour it over the seats.
Oh my God.
To see some Broadway show,
but Chuck thought it was stupid and he wouldn't go.
And then there was the night at the symphony. I disrupted the performance 'cause I had to go pee. The only thing I wanna do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance.
Dead elephant dance. Dead elephant dance.
some trendy bar.
Chuck's fucked the place up, smoking a huge cigar.
To some rich lady's mansion for society chat.
Chuck sat on the couch and he crushed the cat.
I pissed off a member at the country club when I hit on his wife and I called him a schlub. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance. Dead elephant dance. Restaurant late last night.
But Chuck and the waiter got into a fight.
I grabbed him by the hair and pushed his face in the food.
Chuck was getting even with the guy for being rude.
He had the nerve to say I didn't smell so good. So I dropped my pants and said, hey pal, check into the hood. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance.
Thank you. Get off my toe, man. I said, get off my toe. What's the matter with you? You can't see where you're going? You must be drunk or something. It's staying all over me like that. I got drunk last night. And I didn't know the way back home. I got drunk last night. And I didn't know the way back home. You know I wanted to do right when my whiskey kept leading me wrong. Don't get on my toe, man. What's the matter with you? I told you to get back. I'm trying to play this song. Yeah, when a man gets drunk, no, he don't know what he's doing. Yes, when a man gets drunk, you know he don't know what he's doing. Yes, he just like buttermilk when it's been churned in a churn. Whole lot we got to learn. Move back. I told you, get off my toe, fella. You standing right now. Stand over there. Now don't come back up here. One of what make a man get drunk? Oh, Lord, it's 1 o'clock hour night. One of what make a man get drunk? Boy, that's 1 o'clock hour night. Yeah, you know the policeman riding, pick him up cause he said that ain't right. No more soon, but I did accident got drunk this evening in the afternoon. Yeah, mama told me, son, you getting drunk too many days. But I couldn't help it. I just drank my stuff and get drunk if I want. Man, mama told me, son, you're getting drunk too many days. I said, Mama, I don't believe I'll be satisfied till the policeman take me away. You know, I didn't feel good. Play that, my child. Kind of hard when you get drunk and can't hardly tell what you're doing. And whenever you come out like buttermilk, when it come out that chewing, Lord have mercy. That's a story that I'm going to tell you. That's something that you better learn. You know I went to church last night, and they called on Paul Lightning to preach. Yeah, I went to church last night, and they called on Paul Lightning to preach. I said, I ain't got time. Galveston Beach is open now. I'm going down on the Galveston Beach. Lord have mercy.
My name is Gordon Hathaway, and I'm from Manhattan, and I'm a party doll. How about that? Well, some cats and myself will swing a bit of authentic Zulu rhythm, so boomalaka chimba, and you should know, tis the day, tis the day, tis the day, oh, oh! Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-arino. That was a gasser, cats. Just fantabulous. Now let's hear from the Men's Glee Club. So, attention. All right, community, swing.
Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-o.
Hill and Gully Riders, I must get back to the office, so hi-ho, Steve-o.
Hi-ho, Steve-o.
Give me a moron. boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me.
In comes the doctor, in comes the nurse, in comes the lady with the alligator purse. There goes the doctor, there goes the nurse, there goes the lady with the alligator purse.
Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me.
Spanish dancer, do your tricks. Spanish dancer, give a high kick. Spanish dancer, turn around. Spanish dancer, touch the ground.
Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me.
Down by the sea, Johnny broke a bottle and blamed it on me. I told Ma, Ma told Pa, Johnny got his spanking.
Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me.
Postman, postman, do your duty. Here comes Linda, an American beauty. She sang, she sang, she sang so sweet. And up jumped a little boy and kissed her on the cheek.
Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me.
Before, when 24 robbers came a-knocking at my door, I ran out, they ran in, ain't gonna let that happen again.
Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump, jump, jump rope boogie. Jump to the boogie with me.
Hey, wow, wow, hey. Hey, wow, 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 hey.
Pretty close, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm on a guitar solo.
Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen and I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. In 1492, just to see what he could see, Columbus, an Italian, looked out across the sea. He said, Isabella, babe, the world is round, and the USA is just a-waiting to be found. In 1609, on a bright summer's day, the Half Moon set anchor in old New York Bay. Henry Hudson, a Dutchman, took a good look around. He said, boys, this is gonna be a hell of a town. Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. When the King of England started pushing Yankees around, we had a little trouble up in Boston town. There was a brave Negro, Crispus Attucks was the man, was the first one to fall when the fighting began. Colin Kelly was a pilot flying down low. Levine pushed the button that let the bomb go. They sunk the Haruna to the bottom of the sea. It was foreigners like those kept America free. Oh, listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen while I show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. Now, Bilbo, you're taking one heck of a chance. Your good friends, the DuPonts, came over from France. Another thing I'm sure will be news to you. The first Mr. Bilbo was a foreigner, too. Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. Well, you don't like Negroes, you don't like Jews. If there's anyone you do like, it sure is news. You don't like Poles, Italians, Catholics, too. Is it any wonder, Bilbo, that we don't like you? Oh, listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great.
Yep, yep.
Melancholy baby. Take that strong lead, my man. Strong lead, garlic. Very nice, very nice. Come to me, come to me. My alcoholic baby. Sober up, my dear, sober up. And don't be stewed. Little juice. Every stomach has a tender lining.
Ulcers, ulcers.
Dickie, you should know. I'll bet that your stomach is burnt right through.
I bet it ain't.
I'll bet it is. Now, why do you keep on drinking, huh?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yep.
When you know that I can outdrink you.
Yes, you can.
Ah, that's a joke, son.
Oh, but it ain't.
So sober up, my dear, sober up, while I kill another case of beer. Well, then I'll be alcoholic, too. Carry on.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. KBC here with you at the Bitslap for another evening's entertainment. And tonight we bring you another edition of Grab Bag Theater, the 67th of such. And, you know, I have a hard time with these because it's not a question of finding material, it's how to organize them. The songs are almost always unrelated, and it's just hard to find that path that comes through. So tonight I thought I'd tackle something different. We have one song from each letter of the alphabet tonight. And God help us, but this is what we're getting. So I want you to hang on tight and wish for the best. We started with Red Angle and the Natural 7. That was, of course, A, You're a Dopey Girl. But I Was Cool was Oscar Brown Jr. Can't Get My Motor to Start, my absolute favorite car song from Nick Mason's Fictitious Sports. Which was Nick Mason ganged up with the Carla Bley Band. And there you go. Dead Elephant Dance was Chuck Lucky. The Echo Sonata for two groups of unfriendly instruments from PDQ Bach. Roscoe Holland, The Foul Mule Train, Get Off My Toe from Lightning Hopkins. Louis Nye with the Larry Sohn Orchestra. He was a character of the old Steve Allen show. Gordon Hathaway, and that was him. Hi-ho, Steve-o. from 1957. That was on the Steve Allen Show, which was, I guess, the Sunday night thing before Ed Sullivan. I remember it. That's how old I am. Julie Brown, I Like a Big and Stupid. Clippy Stone and his orchestra, the Jump Rope Boogie. The Ken Doll was Wham-O's Organic Rubber Machine, W-O-R-M, Worm, okay. And then Pete Seeger himself. Listen, Mr. Bilbo. Mr. Bilbo was, well, we got a lot of them running around now, so you get the idea. And then Fatso. No Shaming, that's his name. And that was My Alcoholic Baby. All right? So we got A through M, we got N to Z coming up, and then, well, we'll see what we can do from there. But I'll tell you what, stay tuned or you're going to miss it, okay? And just let me let you know now, it always gets worse.
Needless to say, the party broke up. Jason came in from Peoria, wearing silk sunglasses. His girlfriend Gloria wore metal shoes that emitted poison gases from the heel. One drink of that stuff and zam, the walls became floors, became ceilings, became doors. The singer kept singing, "Beat it." That's right when I snapped. Needless to say, the party broke up. Someone began to discuss paranoia when lightning destroyed half the room with one blast. The last of us killed off the wine and went home. Needless to say, the party broke up.
Yeah.
There was a man named Philip Farr who knew he'd never win. Running from the law, he had lived a life of sin. He had tried the boxing ring, but it gave him the cramps. And all he ever liked to do was just collecting stamps. Philip Farr, where did you go wrong? You're a fatalist, fugitive, pugilist, philatelist, and this is your song. He had an innocent look about him, but nasty things he'd mutter. And the noises he made while asleep would make the whole house shudder. He worked at the cucumber processing plant, 6 days, 9 to 5. But to try and make ends meet, he'd bartend on the side. Philip Farr, where did you go wrong? You're a wide-eyed, snide-snoring, pickleback and liquor poor, fatalist, fugitive, pugilist, philatelist, and this is your song. Everybody knew he could write with either hand, but he was really skinny, cause food he couldn't stand. He would get out of bed at night and walk around in his sleep and give away his money to the people in the street. Philip Farr, where did you go wrong? You're an ambidextrous, anorexic, somnambulist, philanthropist, wide-eyed, snide-snoring, pickleback, and liquor bore, fatalist, fugitive, pugilist, philatelist, and this is your song!
Wash my hands, I don't touch my face. I stay at home, shelter in place. Social distance, don't go to work. I wear a mask and gloves, stay away from church. I avoid old folks, and should I sneeze, I do it in my elbow or up my sleeve. 6 feet apart, that is the rule, and I pray for the day the kids can go back to school. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I've watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and the BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors, and I'm sick of what I see. 2 more weeks of quarantine will be death of me.
The death of me.
I risk a trip to the grocery store to buy TP and a few things more. But when I get there, all I can find is 16 honey buns and some Mad Dog wine. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I've watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and the BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors, cause I'm sick of what I see. 2 more weeks of this quarantine's gonna be the death of me.
The death of me.
You know, they say this is war, but we don't have to storm Omaha Beach or Pork Chop Hill. We just lay here on the couch and watch TV. Whew, I'd rather volunteer for a high-risk commando raid to parachute into Wuhan and find that little fella that ordered that bat soup. I know I'm talking out of my head, saying crazy stuff over and over like, yes, dear, yes, dear. At breakfast, I meant to say, honey, please pass me the pepper. Well, what slipped out was, you crazy woman, you've ruined my life. Of course, I immediately apologized. soon as I regained consciousness.
Dig. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jack, King, Queen, Rock, Genie. Genie with the light. Genie with the light brown. We rock. Pretty commercial, huh, boy? I'll tell the world. Okay, follow me now.
Genie.
That's the stuff.
Genie with.
A little more out of tune, please.
Genie with the.
Said if they can't bop to it, Bombsville. You want me to tear up your autographed pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No!
Well, then shape up, huh? Let's take Beautiful Dreamer again.
Beautiful Dreamer?
That's more like it.
Wake up to me.
More commercial.
Way down to Polly Genie. Genie with. Camp Town Cats all dig this tune.
Folks, hear your Stephen Foster favorites. Join in and sing right along, won't you? Like a one-eyed cat peeping at the old dog Trey. Like a one-eyed cat peeping at the old dog Trey. Well, it ain't the way you wrote it, but we sell more records this way.
Down upon the genie.
In the cold, cold
rebop, rebop, shoot and pop the bit, boom, boom, you, boom, pop, pop, chop, kick, boom.
Hey, I think this turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bond album we did last week.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
Down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. But it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
It's the little things that get you, it's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you, it's the little things that get you, it's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention.
I love to work a
I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat and I'd drink and I'd run and I'd sleep and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot and the poison goes up to your brain and you die. And sand, please! Sand, please! Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I'd really love to do more than anything else. Except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress. That's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum. And I think I'm going nowhere. And that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel all right. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me.
Shove it up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're true. I thought all the yelling and the fights that we had, it won't be because of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass. Hey, I'm better off being all by myself like fucking Celine Dion. Take you out for dinner and a dance and a show. You hate all the people and food. I'm happy, I'm laughing and fun all the time. You're always in a bad mood. I always look forward, I never look back. But you bitch, you dwell in the past. So I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your fucking ass. Let me hit a band. Oh, that's a good band. Let me hit a trombone. That ain't a fucking trombone, sorry. Ah, that's a trombone. Yeah, let me hear that tinkling piano. That ain't tinkling, that's rolling. That's fucking tinkling. I knew you could do it. Let me hear it. Come on, get going. All right, go. Why would you take your love, shove it up your ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights we had. They're all because of you. You moan and you groan and you bitch all the time. You make every beef we got last. I'm telling you, I'm through with you. Stick it up, you big fat ass. You thought you had charm, you thought you had class. You ain't nothing but a big fat ass. Thank you, love. Shove it up.
Hiya, Jazzbo. You say Cousin Orville went on Name That Tune? They played Happy Birthday, and he gave up. And Weird Al Yankovic designed a saxophone with frets. And Paul Schaefer was accompanying a belly dancer on the Letterman show and got a wild spangle up his nose. And the new jazz museum has a great collection of memorabilia. Wingy Minone's cufflink, Rudy Valley's money belt, and Liberace's tassels. And David Murray got carried away at the Blue Note and ended up with the Third Herd. And as insurance, Bill Clinton optioned the life of Charlie Barnett. Does all this seem to hit you where it used to hurt, Hot Lips? Well, raise those eyebrows and squeeze out a low F. You see, you're tinkling away in the cellar club near Houston. You hear someone scream, for God's sake, don't shoot the piano player. Well, all that goes with the territory. Videos that will never be made. Sheets of Sound with Lester Lannan. Florence Foster Jenkins sings Louis Prima. Paula Abdul dances to Horace Height oldies. And remember, if the camel is the ship of the desert, the whale is the truck of the lake. Figure that one out. Hey there, ding-dong daddy. You say Cousin Buford, the banjo player with the big nostrils, took a deep breath during Dixie and snorted his pick. And crotchety Uncle Dave hates loud music. Even Zamfir gets on his nerves. And the Costume Institute's holding a special exhibit. 57 handkerchiefs used by Satchmo and Pavarotti. And they're reissuing a Way Out album. Miles Davis blows Matisse. And Uncle Cy, father of the singing telegram, worked himself into a jealous fit in Hollywood and tore Tony Martin's star out of the sidewalk. And Tiny Tim forgot the words to the Star-Spangled Banner and has to report to Oliver North every Monday for a month. And Willie Nelson got looped at a Haggis pig out and came on strong with a set of bagpipes. Is that what's got you yearning for the days of Symphony Sid, oh hallowed geriatric? Well, slap that uke and strum that lute. You never know when you'll be asked to entertain at street fairs. Did you know when Harry O'Lanza auditioned for Benny Goodman, he held a high C and broke Benny's glasses? Did you know McCoy Tyner jazzed up Moonglow and got sued by Wolfman Jack? Little known tales of legendary figures. And remember, she who kisses the walrus must gargle frequently. Hey there, Tin Ear. You say they just found out Liberace used a player piano? And Bobby Short landed a gig playing mood music on the minibus to the Hamptons? And Pete Fountain was trying to charm a snake with Limehouse Blues and it turned on him and he had a segue into Song of India fast? And your dad melted all his 78s and 45s and he calls it gooey, wooey wax pudding? And Cousin Kermit, the ringmaster at the Aquacade, has a new opening? He whips the pasties off a school of mermaids as Frankie Lane sings Mule Train? And a new jazz club opened on the Strip alongside a joint that advertises oral sex and the best damn cheeseburger in the West. Is that what's got you mumbling, to blow or not to blow, Murgatroyd? Well, pick up that cue and play with it a while. Remember the dance marathons Uncle Roy did the Charleston for 38 hours and had to walk home on his elbows? We laugh at that now. Did you know Tito Puente says he owes everything to Jeanette McDonald? Did you know Joey Bushkin says he owes almost everything to Roy Acuff and the rest to his bookies? New videos that have a chance. Arnold Schwarzenegger at the Mighty Organ. And remember, He who walks through the woods singing I love life gets a cricket down his throat. Anyone know where I can get a copy of Elmo Tano Whistles Basie? Some fanatic claims he has a pair of Coltrane shoelaces, but a purist told me he only played in loafers.
What time is it? Say it is in Salt Lake City, yeah. 'Cause I'm stuck in Georgia. Think I missed my plane. So, what time is it? Say it is in Salt Lake City, yeah.
Yeah. Junior in Xanadu. Now that I'm here, now that you're near in Xanadu. Now that I'm here, now that you're near in Xanadu. Now that I'm here, now that you're near.
But you gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. If you wanna go out. Yeah! You gotta go out!
All right, we're back. And guess what? That's right, we did it. Okay, let's see. Where were we now? Let's see what happened. We had the A through M. Okay, N. Needless to say, the party broke up. Don was, and his other was brother. I don't know his name. The Squirrels, after that, from Seattle. They're still active, by the way. They're getting a new record together, I hear. That was called Oz 90 from, God, a long time ago. I guess 1990, 30 years. Does it seem like that? Anyway, that's one of my favorites. I think it should be one of yours, too, so write that down. Philip Farr from Haywood Banks, my old friend Haywood Banks. Quarantined, something brand new from Ray Stevens, back in June, I believe he did that. And then Rockin' Stephen Foster from Stan Freeberg and the crew. Jim Infantino, that was called Stress, about the cup of coffee. Take Your Love and Shove It was Vincent LaGuardia Gambino. You know him better as Joe Pesci. And this was an album that came out in response to My Cousin Vinny, the album. And Joe was always a singer, and he always wanted to be a lounge guy. And now you know why, okay? Let's see. Suburban Lawns from 1981. That was called Unable. We thought it would have been called Bag Your Love, but I don't know. It could have been something entirely different. Very jazzy old philosopher from our old pal Eddie Lawrence. Fever Tree. A guy named Dennis Keller on the vocals. Remember Fever Tree? Yeah. This was, of course, What Time Did You Say It Is in Salt Lake City? The World Wants to Know. And then we heard a group called Tragedy, and that was their cover of Xanadu. Yeah, you think I'd have trouble with the X, wouldn't you? No way. We got X's everywhere. Let's see, the Goons, you gotta go, ow! And then Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Tish, and Zabadak. So we did it. We went A to Z in the time allotted, and we still have some time left over. So you know what? I found more than one X song. So we'll get to those in a second, but meanwhile, I want to remind you that this is The Bit Slap. We come to you through the courtesy of WFMU. Please support them. And by doing so, support me, and I turn around and support you. How's that sound? Okay? I'll see you next week. Here comes two more.
those clear eyes of yours ever filled with the pain and tears of grief? Did you ever give yourself to anyone?